Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Meade. Our devotional today is entitled Mount Ararat. Our verses are Psalm 121, 1 through 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. On a summer vacation trip a few years ago, my family and I passed through 25 states by car. One of the great experiences given us was crossing over so many noted mountains, including the Rockies, Alleghenies, Smokies, Blue Ridge, and others. Naturally, my mind turned to the Bible, and I thought of Mount Moriah with Abraham climbing up to sacrifice his son of promise, Isaac. Mount Gilead, Mount Calvary, Mount Zion, and others often fill our minds as we explored our own mountain ranges, but no other mountain filled our thoughts as much as Mount Ararat. Mount Ararat will forever be associated with Noah and the great act of the judgment of the flood. The first timeless truth we discern is that God is a God of righteousness and that judgment and punishment follow sin. It is recorded, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually." It was the state of man which brought the flood upon the earth, a judgment which inflicted God's punishment, but also by purging away a corrupt generation, prepared the way for the coming generations. We see such things on a local or national basis occasionally. Abraham Lincoln said in his second inaugural address, "Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away, yet if God's will that it continue until all the wealth piled up by the bondsman's 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, until every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid by another drawn with the sword, as it was said 3,000 years ago. So still it must be said, the judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." The Civil War shed more men's lives than any other war in the history of this nation, but the flood the Lord sent in the Noah's day was to punish and judge all humanity. The second truth which we will discern from Ararat's lofty summit is the truth of God's goodness and mercy. God discerned the heart of Noah was right toward God and did not neglect this one in the face of overwhelming stench of evil. No, God spoke to Noah and used him as a tool to save both a remnant of mankind, Noah's own family, and a remnant of the created animal kingdom. God will preserve his own today as well. In Noah, who walked out of that ark on Ararat's peak, we meet the kind of man God can use for his great and wise purposes. In the first place, Noah was a godly man. Noah was distinguished by his courage and faith. Picture the discouragement of constant mocking through 120 years of preparing that ark. Yet Noah did not swerve from his course of obedience. Such is the man through which God preserved the world. He still works through godly, courageous, and believing men. We too can serve the cause of righteousness if we obey his voice and do his will. Dear Father, give me the courage, faith, and the will to obey your word today and every day. For your glory, I ask it. Amen.
We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.